As growers work with their existing plantings and existing rootstocks, what can they be focusing on to protect the root health of their trees?
Working with nutrition is something I got involved with because, like any grower, I don't like to see my babies crash and get sick and die, especially when you've invested so much time and effort to create these new things in the breeding program. So I started studying some different nutrition, and we did a greenhouse experiment, and we learned that the micronutrient deficiencies are about double in the roots what they are in the leaves. And, you know, most people started out working with nutrition, we're totally focused on leaves. And so we started figuring out ways to feed these nutrients, spoon feed these nutrients to the root systems using control release fertilizers. And it's really taken off from there. And now some of the growers are following up and developing really good nutrition programs that focus on root health by providing these nutrients in a spoon feeding way, so that there's always a supply of the nutrient that's compromised in these plants. And when you do this, you can restore tree health. And now growers have taken it to another level with fertigation and, you know, liquid nutrition. So there's been a real revolution in the industry. So I think focusing on root health is really the key to restoring an adequate level of health and productivity to existing trees in the grove. And I also think you need to focus on protecting the new leaf flushes when they come out, because if you allow psyllids or leaf miners or anything to do severe damage to that flush, then all the plant's already compromised is wasting a lot of its energy trying to produce leaves that it's never going to use, and it's a real negative thing for the plant. So those two things, concentrating on root health by spoon feeding, by whatever method works for you, the nutrients that the plant needs, and that's the secondary and micronutrients, not the NPK. And then protecting your flushes, I think you can do a pretty good job of bringing your trees back to an adequate level of productivity that can sustain your groves through the bottleneck until we have more resistant scions and rootstocks for you to plant.
For Southeast AgNet, this is Tacy Callies.